Let faith, not doubt, among you dwell. Our Lord, here with this word, endows pure water freely flowing. God's Holy Spirit here avows our kinship while bestowing the baptism of his blessing. Listen to these words of Martin Luther. As you approach the Lord's table this morning, you'll be singing them. Listen to them and see with the eye of faith. Trust not what your mortal eye tells you when it comes to the things of God. Trust what your ears see through his word, for faith comes through hearing the word of Christ. What do your ears see? Luther says, and we shall sing today, and our ears shall see today that our Lord endows pure water freely flowing. It's a water connected with God's command and combined with his word, as Luther reminds us here and in the Catechism. And it's not the only time that Luther speaks this way or wrote this way. In his baptismal rite in the so-called flood prayer, Luther acknowledges that the God who through the baptism of his dear Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, has consecrated and set apart the Jordan and all water to be a saving flood and a rich and full washing away of sins. The Cappadocian Father Gregory of Nazianzus wrote similarly, the principal reason for Jesus' baptism, he says, was to sanctify the waters of the Jordan by this act. By this water, the one who loves you and gave himself up for you cleanses you with this saving flood. Water and the word. And he presents you to himself, clean, spotless, without blemish. But I know it doesn't seem that way to you, does it? You know the secret sins that you harbor. You know how wretched you look to your own eyes. But Jesus' baptism teaches you to trust not what your mortal eyes behold, rather to see with the ears of faith. Trust what your ears see. What do your ears see in this baptism? The mystery of your redemption. Your ears see your substitute, the sinless one, fulfilling all righteousness in your place. Your ears see a baptismal death as he assumes the sins of the whole world and then drowns them in the Jordan. Your ears see him who came by water and blood. They see a crimson flood that brings healing. Your ears see him who died, emerging out of his watery tomb and rising up to life again. Your ears hear, see a voice that proclaims its pleasure with the flesh and the death and the life again of the beloved Son. Your ears see a voice that opens up a paradise closed by sin, guarded by flame and sword. Your eyes your ears. See the Holy Spirit anoint this mighty God, this Prince of Peace, with power as he begins his ministry here on earth. All that your mortal eyes behold is man and water. Jesus' baptism and in your own. But let your ears see the Holy Trinity at act for you. You see, Jesus' baptism is vicarious in nature. He stands there in the Jordan River for you. When he enters into that Jordan River, though he is like us in every way, Luther says it well, doesn't he, in the hymn? Jesus affirms here his kinship with us, mankind. He's like us men in every way, except that he has no sin of his own. He has no need of baptism himself. It's for you that he is baptized, for your sins, for your griefs, for your hurts, for your woes, to bestow upon you the baptism of his blessing. Now, thanks be to God, now in your baptism, you have been joined to him in his, and with all that his baptism foreshadows. You have died to sin as you were baptized into Jesus' death. You were buried with him and raised to the new life of faith. And the Father in heaven has opened up heaven to you and proclaimed you to be his beloved sons in the Beloved's. Truly, that heaven has been opened up to you, and today shall be brought down to you here at this altar. Come then, and receive again with ears that see in faith, and with mouths that taste the love of God revealed in this precious blood of the Beloved. Come. Eat and drink your pardon, the good pleasure of the Father. In the name of Jesus, the peace of God which surpasses all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus.